through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform, fast, simple and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM Main News at 12 hours. Today, Wednesday, the 11th of February, 2026. It's currently 22 degrees Celsius in Lusaka. This afternoon, the headlines. Bank of Zambia cuts MPR to 13.5% as inflation slows. Court orders smugglers to pay ZRA over 5.5 million kwacha for alcohol import fraud. And Russian strikes near Kharkiv, Q4 including children, Ukraine said.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. The Bank of Zambia has announced a reduction in the monetary policy rate, MPR, by 75 basis points from 14.25% in November 2025 to 13.5%. Announcing the decision, Bank of Zambia Governor Dr. Denny Galialia said the Monetary Policy Committee considered the decline in inflation and it forecasted continued fall at a faster pace than previously projected towards the 6-8% target band. Dr. Galialia has explained that inflation decelerated from 11.3% in the fourth quarter of 2025 to 9.4% in January 2026, supported by strengthened kwacha and historically high copper prices on the market. He has also reviewed that Zambia's international reserves increased to $5.5 billion at the end of December 2025, up from $5.2 billion at the end of September 2025.
Our meeting back in Monday, the Monetary Policy Committee decided to reduce the monetary policy rate by 75 basis points to 13.5%. That means to reduce the policy rate by 0.75% to 13.5%. What underlies this decision? The committee took into account the following factors. One, that there has been a further decline in inflation in the fourth quarter of 2025.
The Economic and Financial Crimes Court has ordered Mwene Mwemba and Sydney Kunda to pay the Zambia Revenue Authority over 5.5 million kwacha for smuggling alcoholic beverages in the country, contrary to the Customs and Excise Act. ZRA Manager for Corporate Communications, Oliver Nzala, said between 1st October 2024 and 30th October 2024 in Igazungula, the two jointly and acting together with others smuggled assorted alcoholic beverages into the country, thereby defrauding the government of significant revenue. In a statement, Mr. Nzala said when the matter came up for hearing on 9th February 2026 in Livingston, the convicts informed the court that they were invoking the provisions of the Plea Negotiations and Agreements Act, which the authority did not object. He said the court subsequently fined the convicts 6,400 kwacha and ordered them to pay ZRA a total of 5.5 million kwacha, comprising 5 million kwacha in duties and taxes, 376,832 kwacha in penalties, and 100,000 kwacha in prosecution costs. Mr. Nzala said the matter was before Senior Resident Magistrate Trevor Kalisirira. Now, the Agricultural Institute of Zambia, AIZ, has advised the agricultural community and the general public to take precautionary measures following a tropical storm, Gezani Alert, expected to take effect within the next 24 hours. According to the Zambia Meteorological Department, tropical storm Gezani is shifting toward southwards and is likely to affect large parts of the country within 24 hours. Forecasts indicate widespread rainfall with a high likelihood of flooding, particularly in low-lying and poorly drained areas. AIZ Information and Publicity Secretary Henry Chivutu has urged members of the public to avoid crossing flooded rivers, streams, roads and bridges during or immediately after heavy rainfall. He has also encouraged the farming community to ensure that safety lights and mobile phones are fully charged in anticipation of possible prolonged power outages due to disruptions to electricity supply lines.
Forecasts indicate widespread rainfall with a high likelihood of flooding, particularly in low-lying and poorly drained areas. There is also a significant risk of flash floods in several districts. In light of this development, AIZ strongly advises the agricultural community and the general public to observe the following precautionary measures. 1. Avoid crossing flooded rivers, streams, roads and bridges during or immediately after heavy rainfall. 2. Do not seek shelter in vehicles while parked near streams or rivers, as soil erosion and ground collapse may occur unexpectedly. 3. Ensure safety lights and mobile phones are fully charged in anticipation of possible prolonged power outages due to disruption of electricity lines. 4. Farming activities such as spraying, application of fertilizer and other farm operations be suspended.
In more news this afternoon, the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, CEEC, says the recovery and traceability of funds dispersed to cooperatives under its empowerment programs will now be easier as repayments will be channeled through cooperative leadership structures to ensure members settle their loans. Speaking during the handover ceremony of three motorbikes valued at 160,000 kwacha to 32 members of the Long Acres Multi-Purpose Cooperative, CEEC Public Relations Officer Mijelo Mukata said the new approach is aimed at strengthening accountability and ensuring beneficiaries meet their loan obligations. Mr. Mukata has explained that the initiative is designed to empower marketeers and courier drivers to improving their mobility and enhancing business operations.
We've been able to provide this support to cooperators of Long Acres, and this support has come in the form of motorbikes. Three motorbikes have been provided to the value of over 160,000 kwacha, and because it's also a cooperative model that we use to provide support, traceability of those who are not paying back will be very easy. We'll simply go through the appropriate channels, such as the cooperative leadership, and also that is speaking to aspects of corporate governance that we promote as CEEC.
And Long Acres Multi-Purpose Cooperative Secretary General Juliana Mwila said the motorbikes will improve the cooperative's operations, particularly in ordering and delivering food from their restaurants to customers.
I'm one of the people that have benefited from this motorbike, the riders, because I own a restaurant and I'm really benefiting in the sense that we've engaged the riders to be helping us deliver our food, not just delivering our food, but also buying things for us like T-bone, fish, vegetables. If we're in a hurry, you know, we're moving with technology. Just like technology is moving, we want to move with it in as much as we're marketeers. So in the sense that these riders don't only deliver food, but they also bring our products for us. We just send them to the places like butcheries. We tell them, go to Zambia, go and collect T-bone for us. We have about 24 restaurants here. As you can see, this Long Acres Market is full of restaurants and like other shops.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Access Bank Zambia has awarded its unionized workers a 10% salary increment following the signing of the 2025 to 2027 collective agreement with the union, reinforcing the bank's commitment to employee welfare, fair labor practices and harmonious industrial relations. Following the merger between Bank ABC and Access Bank in March 2024, the newly formed bank began a thorough harmonization process covering systems, operations, branding and human resources. The collective agreement reached with the union marks a significant achievement in integrating the organizations, finalizing the harmonization of human capital for merged company. Speaking at the signing ceremony, Access Bank Zambia Deputy Managing Director Bobline Jembela said the agreement reflects the bank's people-centered approach and commitment to fair outcomes.
This process, which was only concluded towards the end of 2025, November to be specific, I'm glad to report that it has resulted in better conditions of service, for both sets of staff even ahead of engaging in negotiations with the union. Among some of the benefits that I can allude to that staff are currently enjoying as a result of this harmonization process includes items like 13th check.